This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A man was pulled from the rubble of a destroyed building in Antakya on Wednesday, more than 228 hours after a deadly earthquake hit southern Turkey and Syria. The combined death toll in Turkey and Syria has climbed to more than 41,000, and millions need humanitarian aid, with many survivors having been left homeless in near-freezing winter temperatures. The focus has shifted to supporting survivors of the earthquake, and rescues from the rubble have become few and far between. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel Sunday to Turkey to discuss support after the massive earthquake, his first trip to the NATO ally, which has had a turbulent relationship with Washington. Blinken will visit an airbase through which the United States has shipped aid, and will hold talks in the capital on continued U.S. support, State Department spokesman Ned Price said Wednesday. The U.S. has flown in some 200 rescuers and contributed an initial $85 million in relief for Turkey. Ukrainians in a town near Bakhmut in the east of the country are enduring near-constant shelling as violent battles between Russia and Ukrainian forces rage nearby, VOA's Ann Rice reports.
Locals in Chasiv Yar near Bakhmut see shelling every day. It is one of Ukraine's most dangerous areas.
My name is Roman, and I currently live in the basement. The conditions are tough.
Roman Bartko's family is one of six, many with children, living in this basement after their homes were rendered unlivable. Despite the constant threat to his family's safety, they decided to stay. Bakhmut, a focal point of the war, is just a 20-minute drive away. Anna Rice, VOA News.
This is VOA News. El Salvador's state of emergency to combat gangs will be maintained until all criminals are captured, the country's security minister told Reuters. Correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
El Salvador's state of emergency to combat gangs has led to tens of thousands of arrests and allegations of human rights abuses. But it also appears to be massively popular. And in a recent interview, the country's security minister, Gustavo Villatoro, said the measure will stay in place until every criminal is caught. President Nayib Bukele asked Congress to approve the state of emergency last March. Since then, security forces have arrested more than 64,000 suspected gang members or associates.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Rioters attacked bank ATMs and blocked roads in three Nigerian cities on Wednesday as anger spilled over in the streets over a scarcity of cash, officials and local media said. Nigeria has been struggling with a shortage of physical cash since the central bank began to swap old bills of the local Naira currency for new ones, leading to a shortfall in banknotes. Banks have limited access to cash and ATM withdrawals because of the scarcity of the new notes, and some businesses refuse to accept old Naira, causing huge lines, angering customers and disrupting businesses. The waters off the northeastern U.S. northeast coast of New England have reached nearly record-high temperature, with scientists concerned about how this may be affecting marine life, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Gulf of Maine, which stretches from Massachusetts to Canada, recorded an average temperature of 53.66 degrees. It's the second highest reading on record and nearly 4 degrees above the average. New England is home to rare whales, and it supports most of the U.S. lobster industry. The Gulf of Maine Research Institute says the accelerated warming is changing the ecosystem, driving some species associated with southern waters up into New England, altering the food chain. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Recovery efforts continue in New Zealand Thursday after a cyclone caused havoc across the North Island, leaving at least 5 people dead, displacing 9,000 and causing significant damage. The cyclone, which reached New Zealand on Sunday before making its way down the east coast of the North Island, cut off entire towns, washed away farms, bridges, and livestock, and inundated homes, stranding people on rooftops. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.